This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The CDC says about one in every 25 packages of chicken sold to grocery stores contains salmonella bacteria. This morning, the government's announcing proposed new regulations that would force food processors to limit the amount of salmonella bacteria found in some raw chicken products or risk being shut down. The first ship carrying Ukrainian grain has set off from the port of Odessa. This is intended to ease the growing hunger crisis. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The departure of the Sierra Leone-flagged cargo ship the Rezoni, laden with corn, is expected to finally allow large stores of Ukrainian crops to reach foreign markets and ease a growing hunger crisis. Russia and Ukraine have signed separate agreements with Turkey and the UN, clearing the way for Ukraine, one of the world's key breadbaskets, to export around 22 million tons of it and other agricultural goods that have been stuck in Black Sea ports because of Russia's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The White House is blaming climate change for the intensity of flooding and extreme heat we're seeing in some states. And the administration is making more than $1 billion available to those states. In Kentucky, 28 people are known dead after the heavy rain and flooding there. The floodwaters destroyed the home of Harvey Thomas and his uncle in Pine Top. He saw the water rising.
It's getting pretty close to inside the home, but it's not inside yet. But within an hour, it was coming inside, and it kept getting worse. Like, there was one point we looked out the front door, and mine and his cars was playing bumper cars, like bumper boats, in the middle of our front yard.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Singapore this morning, but still no firm word as to whether she'll visit Taiwan on this Asian tour. This is AP News. Tragedy in Illinois, where 7 people are dead after a fiery head-on crash. The AP's Jennifer King.
Police say 7 people died early Sunday morning in a horrific head-on collision when a car traveling the wrong way on westbound Interstate 90 near Hampshire, Illinois, collided with a full-size Chevy van, and both vehicles were engulfed in flames. In the van, 31-year-old Lauren DeBose of Rolling Meadows and 5 children ages 5 to 13 died. The driver, Thomas DeBose, was seriously injured, and neighbors tell local outlets he lost his entire family in that crash. 22-year-old Jennifer Fernandez of Carpentersville was also killed. Illinois State Police say it was so far unclear why Fernandez was driving her Acura in the wrong lane. I'm Jennifer King.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin declined to endorse President Biden if he runs for a second term. He was on 5 news shows over the weekend. Senator Manchin also refused to say whether he wants Democrats to retain control of Congress. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.